to the $100 MBA Show, your personal business coach in your ears every day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, the company business training and community online. And in today's lesson, you will learn what I learned from vlogging daily. When I returned from my trip overseas, I was required by law to be quarantined for 14 days in my home. I had a self-quarantine. I couldn't leave the house at all. I couldn't even go out to the park for a walk or go get groceries. I had to have everything delivered. So I decided this is a pretty good opportunity for me to experiment with vlogging, doing a daily video, sharing with other people my experience during quarantine. Now, the point of the vlog was just to challenge myself to do something new on a daily basis and to really get out of my comfort zone. I've blogged daily before. I've done podcasts, obviously, every single day. But this is something new I wanted to try to see how would it turn out. Something low pressure, because it's really a personal vlog. It wasn't for the business, but at the same time, enough pressure for me to feel committed to do it for 14 days. I want to share with you the things I've learned in that experiment and how you can take that experience or the things I learned and apply it to your business and your life. So let's get into it. Let's get down to business. When I started my 14-day quarantine, self-isolation, whatever you want to call it, I started vlogging about it from day one. So the first thing I like to establish when I challenge myself with something like this is, how am I going to pull this off with minimal resistance? When I say resistance is that I want to make this as easy as possible for me to be consistent and to do this on a regular basis. I don't want any obstacles or challenges along the way. If it's hard to do, it's going to be hard to complete and my success rate is most likely going to drop. So I thought, what's the easiest way for me to vlog? Well, I could shoot a video and then just upload it to wherever I want to upload it. So that's what I did at the start. I just shot a video, recorded it on QuickTime with my webcam, and then just uploaded it to Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. Later on, I learned, hey, why don't I just do a Facebook Live rather than recording a video then uploading it? It would limit my exposure from Twitter and Instagram because it's on Facebook, but it would still serve the purpose of my experiment. The whole reason why I was doing this is so I can see how it feels to do a daily vlog. I've never done that before. I can go through the motions. I can learn how it is to just talk about your personal life, talk about what's going on in your life, maybe give some advice, give some pointers, answer some questions, chat with people. And it was really interesting because I rarely kind of jump into something without being really planned out, with having a clear purpose and goal. I really just did this as an experiment to do something out of my comfort zone, and it was actually a pretty good experience. The first thing I noticed is it was a lot easier to do than I thought it was going to be. It took about 5 or 10 minutes every day. I wasn't really prepared. I just jumped on camera and shared my thoughts for the day. And my goal was just to share with people what I was doing that day, what my day looks like, give some encouraging words, maybe give some advice from working from home, and maybe share an experience or two that I had in that experience of being in a quarantine. The other thing that I was really shocked that I learned through the process is that a lot of people would watch this vlog, this video, whether it was a recorded video or when I did a Facebook Live, whether they watched it when I released it or later on. And I would get messages from people and comments, and people would say, hey, I love your vlog. Even people that don't comment on the actual post on social, I would get an email, or somebody would say it on a webinar, or a friend of mine would say it on a call. So the funny thing about video is that there is a lot of people that watch the video that you don't know about, but don't necessarily comment. So the comments or the likes or the hearts or whatever are not really an indication of how many people are actually watching this video. The other thing I learned is that people love great resources and tips. I was just sharing some of the things that were working for me, like how I was exercising at home in quarantine. I would share links like to the yoga class I was doing online, the Merrymaker Sisters. I was posting links there and giving shout outs to people that have helped me, like Arnold Schwarzenegger's great workout, Stay at Home, Stay Fit workout. And people love learning new things and picking up new things and having resources. So vlogging allowed me to do that. It also allowed me to have a little bit of freedom to kind of just do things on a personal level, on my own personal brand, rather than really having to incorporate, you know, my businesses or products into that content. At first, that was a little bit difficult because I'm not used to that. But then it felt really liberating to be able to just share my thoughts and just be a person rather than a brand. I also found that the consistency allowed me to be committed. When you're consistent with something and you set out to say, hey, I'm going to do this vlog 14 days, you really do feel the sense of commitment to show up and do it and be there and just go live and do the vlog. I also started to actually research and look at other people that do vlogs or have done vlogs forever. Some of them are really highly produced, like Casey Neistat, or some of them are really just with their iPhone, you know, just selfieing it. One of them was a stand-up comedian, Sebastian Maniscalco. He actually, unfortunately, had coronavirus and he was at home and he was kind of vlogging through it, but keeping it light, keeping it funny, sharing, you know, his thoughts on how bad his hair is looking. And it was just kind of winged and it was yet entertaining and fun and it was endearing. And I thought to myself, okay, I don't really need to give him a bunch of information or put any pressure on myself that this has to be a certain thing. It could just be a kind of a personal diary or a personal manifestation or expression of what you're feeling today. And some days on the vlog, I found myself having more to share and sometimes not. So sometimes the vlog would be 10, 15 minutes and sometimes it would be 5 minutes. And that's just normal and that's okay. And I love the fact that I didn't have any rules around that and I was allowed to kind of be flexible with it. I also learned that if you're going to go live like with a Facebook Live and vlog, the time matters. So depending on what time of day you do this and go live, you'll have a lot of a larger audience depending on where you are in the world, who's awake, who's on Facebook at that time. So I would experiment. One day I would do it at 8 o'clock in the morning. The other day I would do it at 11. The next day I would do it at 7 p.m. The next I would do it at 3 p.m. So it was fun to kind of see all the different people that would chime in at different times and also just see the number of people. The other thing that I told myself is that the goal of this vlog, and I kind of set the parameters of the goal, I kind of told myself this is what winning looks like, this is really what success looks like, and it's just, that was literally just to do it, to actually do a video every day. And if I did that, I was winning. Didn't matter how many people were on or how many comments or how many likes or any of that stuff, I wasn't really worried about that at all. It was a personal challenge. So once you set up the rules of success and what winning looks like, it's really easy for you just to be able to have fun with it and not really worry about if there's like 3 people or 30 people or 300. You're just kind of paying a bill. Like you're just doing what you committed to doing and you're just putting in the reps to get better at being on camera. Now, I've had a lot of experience of being on camera, just shooting a lot of videos, courses. I've been on over 500 webinars, so I'm very comfortable being on camera. But this was a little different for me because I didn't have anything planned. It wasn't I'm teaching a lesson or teaching a course or doing a webinar or doing a workshop. It's just me expressing myself and just being myself, which is really, I realize now that something I don't do often enough. Now that the 14 days is over, I've done my vlog for 14 days, I'm more inclined to do more of it. Maybe, you know, every 2 or 3 days. More of a, as a creative expression or a chance just to give back to people or have conversations with people online. Now, I probably won't do it as often just because I am quite busy right now with the business with the podcast, but I'm definitely a lot more open to it now than I was before. And I have the vlog challenge that I put to myself to thank for. Guys, to wrap up today's lesson, I learned a ton by challenging myself to do a daily vlog. I challenge you to take on a challenge just for 2 weeks, 14 days. Do something daily for 14 days, whether that's blogging a new blog post every single day or doing a podcast every single day for 14 days, a new episode. Maybe it's publishing a video on YouTube. Maybe it's just as simple as posting something informative or helpful on social media. Maybe it's something in your personal life, doing a push-up challenge or doing an exercise challenge where you're like, I'm just going to get some cardio in for 30 minutes every single day for 14 days. There's something powerful about sticking to a commitment that's consistent on a daily basis. There's something very powerful about that. And it will allow you to explore what you like, what you don't like, what you're good at. What are some things you want to really go in deep later on? But you're not going to know unless you commit to something for a period of time. So I challenge you to do the same. I'd love to hear what challenge you took on. Just email me over at omar@100mba.net. I'd love to hear about your challenge. That wraps up today's episode. Make sure you hit subscribe on whatever you use to listen to podcasts. We are here for you. We're continuing to publish every day like we normally do, 5 days a week, to support you during this tough time around the world. I know a lot of people have been affected with COVID-19. We've been publishing special episodes for that. Make sure you check out our past episodes, or better yet, when you hit subscribe, you have access to over 1,500 business lessons. It's the only way to get access to all our archive episodes, so go ahead and do that right now on whatever you use to listen to podcasts, whether it's Spotify or Stitcher Radio or iTunes or Overcast. We're on them all. Before I go, I want to leave you with this. Business is about experimentation. It's about seeing what works and seeing what doesn't work. And not only in terms of the business, but what works for you, what you enjoy doing. What are your superpowers? What are some things that you maybe haven't tried that you might realize, hey, I'm actually pretty good at this. This is actually something I enjoy, something that comes natural to me. But you're never going to know if you don't try. So experiment. And no one's going to tell you to experiment. You have to force yourself to do it. Hope that helps, and hope to see you in tomorrow's episode, Free Ride Friday. I'll see you then. Take care.